how you see it. Yeah, perfect. Here on RBNLive.com on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. And again, we're talking about the sign of the everlasting covenant, the Sabbath, the commandments. Were indeed important. The fourth one was had to do with time, which is remember. You know, remember the Shabbat, the seventh day. Remember the seventh day. Well, you can't remember the seventh day of the week unless you know how to find the first day of the month. The new moon day, and over he teaches that the end time scenario would be they would think to change times, and because we had been the recipients of this apostasy, this deception that he gave them up because they received not the love of the truth, he gave them up to worship the host of heaven, planetary worship. That calendar on your wall has everything to do, has the markings, the earmarkings of idolatry and planetary hosts of heaven worship. And this is the sign of the end time, that they would not be keeping the Sabbath. They would not be keeping the new moon day. They would not keep in the day of the feasts, Passover and unleavened bread and Pentecost and tabernacles and trumpets and atonement. People say, well, that was for the Jews. Well, the Jews are just one of 12 tribes of Israel, by the way, with all due respect. The Jews, really, us, because the letter J is a misnomer for the last 400 years, it's only been added. It's really the tribe of Yada, okay? The tribe of Judah, the house of Judah is really the house of Yada. So they were one of 12 tribes. There were two houses, predominant houses, yes, Judah or Yada, and then Israel. And the northern tribes, the lost 10 tribes of Israel, became known as the Gentile nation. And they're trapped inside of corporate churchianity today, thinking that they're trying to recruit everybody in their church system, trying to recruit everyone in their religion, if you will. And yet, the bottom line is the Messiah didn't come to start a new religion. He came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The reason why they're lost sheep again is because they've lost their identity. Now they think they're Christians in the Gentile world, in a pagan culture. But yet the Messiah said, come out of her, my people. That's what he's saying in the end time. Come out of her. Who's her? Mystery Babylon. This false bride, this false body of Messiah. The Messiah's body, okay, was the children of Israel. That was his bride. And again, that was Joseph's coat of many colors, representing all the colors of the nations, red, yellow, black, and white, and brown, okay? Don't want to be redundant, but I just want no one to misunderstand me. This is not about race. It's about grace. The Messiah broke down that middle wall partition, and he made us one new man. What man is in the Messiah? And so we have got to keep his commandments. We get to keep his commandments. We must keep the sign of the everlasting covenant, which is the weekly Sabbath. Now, so if the new full moon rises like it did on what they call in the pagan calendar February 12th on a Sunday night, then the Sabbath has been Sunday night to Monday night, okay? So tomorrow night at evening, okay, when the sun goes down, you'll see that half hour, 40 minutes or so of twilight, then that evening that first star comes out in the west, then you know a new day has begun. That's the Sabbath day. And that's the sign of the everlasting covenant. He said the true people of Yah would be keeping it in the end time. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. You're listening to RBNLive.com and also 11.915 on the shortwave. We'll be back after this break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Here on RBNLive.com, you're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host of Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Daniel. We're talking about the sign of the everlasting covenant today, the Sabbath, how to find it, and why is it needed today? Because it was forever an everlasting sign of the covenant between Yahweh and his people, the lost sheep that many are trapped in, lost identity. It's not about who you are, it's who he is, and then when you know who he is, then you can know who you are in him. And the covenant he came to restore back to was Yisrael, which became known as every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation, that the true Israelites, though, in the end time, were those who believed in the Messiah. They believed in the renewed covenant, what they call now in the New Testament, and the first covenant, which they erroneously call the Old Testament. There's nothing old about it. In fact, he renews the first covenant, what they call the New Testament, because testament really kind of gives it a bad nomer or a misnomer, because covenant is, you know, there's a marriage contract, you know, it's a ketubah, okay? That's what Yah says. He's our husband and we are his bride. Now, a testament means you can inherit something and you don't have to do anything for that, generally, at times, right? Now, we couldn't save ourselves, and it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. We understand that. But he did say that if you love me, keep my commandments, and it was those who kept the commandments that had the right to the tree of life. Don't you think there's some performance there, friend? Think about it. You know, this whole world's fixed up on contracts. That's how they ensnare you, is through contracts, right? Performance, right? Or lack thereof. Now, do you think the Almighty is not going to expect anything of you or I? Well, you know, he died for me, and that's all I need to know. I believe it. I'm a sinner, and I can live in the old way. That's a lie. You see, if you love me, the evidence is, the fruit is, you'll keep my commandments. Well, the only commandments I need to keep, some would say, oh, I love him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love my neighbor as myself, and that's it. And that fulfills all the law and the prophets. Well, that means you can go ahead and commit adultery now, and you can murder, you can do all these things, right? Of course not. You know that's not true. But he also said to remember the Sabbath day because it was the sign of the everlasting covenant. In other words, if you're going to get in the covenant, you're going to have to understand who his name is, number one, and who he is, okay? And number two, the sign of a covenant, you're going to keep the covenant, it was the Sabbath day. That was the test to see if you're going to walk in his law. Now, you might say, but hey, you know, Friday, Saturday, that's the Sabbath. It says seventh day of the week. Well, hold on a minute. Again, let me back up. We just read out of Ezekiel 46, and it states that the gate of the east gate of the temple had to be shut the 6 working days. And by the way, the reason why the east gate had to be open here in Ezekiel 46:1, it was because the east gate was commanded to be used to be opening or to be opened because the new full moon rises in the east, okay? And there's a false pagan, quote-unquote, new moon called a dark moon or a sliver moon, which is the middle of the month in reality, but they're trying to tell you it's the first day of a new moon. Look at the calendar on your wall. It'll say new moon day, and then about 2 weeks later, you'll see it'll say full moon day on some calendars. And it doesn't even use the moon, but they're giving you a faulty opinion, a deceptive opinion of it. Because how can the full new moon be at mid-moon or in the middle of the month? I mean, the middle of the moon is when it's empty, okay? A new moon is when it's fullest, you know? An hourglass, does it start empty or does it start full to count time? It starts full, doesn't it? Someone used that moon and use it as an analogy, the hourglass, to actually create, you know, a timepiece for an hourly basis. Now, because you can't separate the seconds from the minutes, and you can't separate the minutes from the hour, and you can't separate the hour from the day, and you can't separate the day from the week, you can't separate the week from the month or moon, you can't separate the moon from the year. Okay, but many have tried to say, but the seven-day perpetual week, you know, it doesn't use the moon. Everything else is dependent upon each other except for the week, the weekly cycle. I've heard people say, the weekly cycle is a seven-day uninterrupted cycle that doesn't stop for the moon or nothing. That goes against the scriptures. It goes against nature. Everything in time is dependent upon itself. And so the east gate had to be open because the full new moon rises when it's golden, when it's the biggest in the east. And then a week later, 6 working days later, on the 8th day of the month, which will be the 7th day of the week, you'll see a half full moon. There'll be a waning half full moon. This is a sign of nature. It lets you know what kind of day. It's always the same day. You might say, well, how do you know that's always the same? It's going to be changing on man's calendar. You're saying that the Sabbath changes all the time? No, it's always the 8th, the 15th, 22nd, and 29th of the month. It's always the first Sabbath is a half waning moon, okay, half waning full moon. And then the 15th, you'll see complete darkness. On the 22nd, you'll see a waxing half full moon, okay? And then the 29th, you'll see a wax white moon, a wax white fuller moon. And then you'll see the full new moon when it's golden again. That's the same. Those are the same days, same time frame. Hasn't changed. It's always the same. Now you might say, yeah, but my birthday is February 1st, and I was born on a Sunday, you know, and that's always the same. My birthday is always the same, so I can trust that calendar. No, it's not, because if you were born on a Sunday on a February 1st, then why is it February 1st on a Monday the next year? And then why is February 1st on a Tuesday the following year? And why is February 1st on a Wednesday the next? It tells you it's a faulty system of time. It lets you know they've tricked you, they've deceived you, they deceived all of us until we woken up. We woke up out of this time warp, this time matrix, this faulty timepiece. That uses astrology and calculation and commerce and, you know, they want you to believe that Friday evening to Saturday evening is a Sabbath or Sunday is a Sabbath, or they'll even tell you it doesn't matter what day as long as I rest every day and I hallow or set apart every day. Well, you don't do that, my dear friend. The fact of the matter is Yahweh says that there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of Yah. And because they did not enter into his rest, his seventh day of the week rest, they weren't allowed to enter into the promised land. That's Hebrews chapter 4. So they were keeping it in the renewed covenant. So for those that say, well, the New Testament, I'm a New Testament believer again, I'm going to go back to that mantra. They were keeping it all throughout the renewed covenant. Let's look at some scenarios. In the end time judgment, when it comes on the earth, in Yeshua 66 or Isaiah 66, and a new heavens and a new earth is established, the Sabbath is still kept. The new moon is still kept there in Isaiah 66:23, as we alluded to earlier. Now people say, well, Saturday is a Sabbath, and who changed it to Sunday? And, well, they're both wrong. It's again, it's a false left-right, day of the week again. That's not even the issue. It's like there's a false left-right paradigm. You know, Democrats, Republicans, we know they're both bought off. And then they want to say that there's a false left-right, there's a true form of Christianity, then there's a false form of Christianity. Well, again, the covenant wasn't even given to Christianity, with all due respect. How do you know that? Well, yeah, go to James. Go to your New Testament, James 1:1-2. He's writing to the 12 tribes of Israel. Oh, he's writing to the Hebrews. The whole book is written to Hebrews. You mean the faith of the apostles and prophets? You mean the ones that believed in the Messiah, you know, that was born in Bethlehem? They were Hebrews, or they were Nazarene Israelites that believed in the one from Nazareth? Yeah, that's right. You mean the word Christian really is a later insertion, Zach? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that it came through the Latin Vulgate, through the Roman Catholic Christian Church. Hey, ask yourself a question, dear Christian friend. How come the word Christian only appears three times? Once in 11:26 of Acts. And I'm saying this in love, not trying to be sacrilegious. I'm just trying to be respectful. And then you got the word Christian twice in the Epistle of Peter, Peter's Epistle, or Kepha is his real name. Then Paul, here in Acts 24:5, states that they're calling Paul or Shaul, the ringleader of the sect called the Christians. Nope, doesn't say that, does it? It says he's a ringleader of the sect called the Nazarenes. You know, the watchman in Hebrew for Nazarenes was the watchman, you know, found in Jeremiah 31, you know, at the renewed covenant. Yahweh says, I will renew the covenant, a new covenant will I give to Israel and Yada. And that's from Matthew or Matthew to Revelation, my dear friend. And the lost sheep of the house of Israel are the Gentiles, thinking they're supposed to be in the church, supposed to be called Christians, when really the believers weren't even called that. See, the word Christ or Christos goes back to Osiris, goes back to Krishna. You know Hare Krishna's birthday is on 12/25 on that pagan calendar? You wonder why Christianity celebrates the Savior's birthday on 12/25 too? You know Buddha's birthday was 12/25, December 25th? Are these coincidences? No. That's circumstantial evidence. Got to make a choice. You're going to stay in the harlot beast church system, corporate church system, or are you going to come back into the covenant that the Messiah said he only came for, the lost sheep of the house of Israel? You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Daniel on RBNLive.com. We'll be back after this short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles of the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we're back here on RBNLive.com. Again, I'm your host for the Repair of the Breach broadcast, the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Daniel. And again, if you'd like to reach us, you can email us at breachmender@yahoo.com, breachmender@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to mail me snail mail, P.O. Box, 1243 Black Canyon City, Arizona, in brackets 85324, in care of P.O. Box 1243 Black Canyon City, Arizona, 85324. I'll be glad to correspond with you if you're listening on the shortwave on 11.915. And so if you'd like the free literature via email, I'll be glad to send you the e-book, Dr. Koster's book, Come Out Over My People. I'll be glad to send it to you, no charge at all. In fact, if you'd like to sponsor the broadcast, we'd appreciate it. Support RBNLive.com. You buy from Republic Trading Friends because it enhances and supports the network. And so also if you'd like to give one of our potential sponsors a call. If you've had problems with your mortgage, you can call Donald Imes. You can go back to the archives, our past archives broadcast, and listen to what he's got to say. We'll probably have him back eventually soon. Hopefully he's going to stay in touch here with us, and he's been having great success. He's worked for me personally. We're having great success. His number is 419-349-6793. Again, his number, Donald Imes, is the president of Premier Mortgage Auto, name 419-349-6793. If you suspect that you've been a victim of predatory lending, again, 419-349-6793, Donald Imes. And listen to those archives there, and you'll probably learn a little bit about how you've been possibly a victim of predatory lending. Anyhow, back to the subject matter today, folks. We're dealing with the sign of the everlasting covenant, the Sabbath, the commandments, the testimonies, the judgments, and so forth of Yah are pure and they're right, whereas the judgments of men are wrong, the calendar of man is wrong, the so-called Sabbath of man is incorrect. You know, it's not Sunday, it's not Saturday, it's not Friday. The Muslims want to, Islam wants to say it's Friday. Quote-unquote Jews and Seventh-day Adventists want to say it's Saturday. And Catholic Christians want to say it's Sunday, when in reality, it's none of the above, with all due respect. And again, I'm not trying to be sarcastic or sacrilegious or flippant here. I'm trying to, because there was one time in my life, I used to keep Sunday and I used to keep Saturday. And, you know, and then many were telling us, oh, it didn't matter, just any old day or whatever day your boss gets, you know, gets you off. That's your Sabbath. You know, whatever day your boss, you know, gives you off, then you're, you know, hey. That's your Sabbath day. Well, that's not true. Then your boss is your master then, right? Of course not. But people today say, well, how could I even work a job, Zach, and how you're talking? You know, I mean, then the Sabbath could be on a Monday night on man's calendar. It could be on a Tuesday the following month, and it could be on a Wednesday the following month. I mean, how could I survive in an economic system in which this calendar, you know, has predominated everything? Well, then I guess that calendar and the Catholic Church is your master then, and your boss is your master then, because then you forsook Yahweh as your true source of supply. Isn't he Yahweh Yireh? He is the provider. I mean, if you walk in trust and belief in his word and his commandments, then you don't have to worry about your needs. If you know that you're trusting him and you do what he says, he'll supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory, if you seek him first, put him first, let him be your. He said, don't call me that no more. I want to be your friend. That's what he said. Don't call me master anymore. Call me friend. He said, I don't call you no longer servants. I call you friends. And so that's the attitude we've got to have. He's our husband. The scripture says that we're his bride. The bride of Mashiach is Yisrael. And they kept the Sabbath in the end time. He said, pray that your flight not be in the wintertime, neither on the Sabbath day. And that's what we're doing. We're keeping the Sabbath here now in the end time, because why, if it's not even needed to be kept, if the Sabbath day was not needed to be kept, why is he saying, pray that your flight not be in the wintertime, neither on the Sabbath day, in Matthew 24? Because the remnant in the end time would be keeping the Sabbath. Let me read here something to you on page 1220 out of the scriptures here, a fine translation. Point 6 says, then, who changed it to Sunday or even Saturday, in effect nullifying it? In Daniel 7:25, we read of a horn, a sovereign, a king. Remember, in those days, the Gentiles regarded their kings or sovereigns as deities back in the Roman Empire. And this is a revived Roman Empire, as I stated earlier to you. You got Maryland, you got Virginia. They call counties in Louisiana parishes. See how we have a phone call. Okay, who do we got, Kelly? Oh, Prophet Funk. Oh, a good friend of mine. I'm glad he's calling in. Prophet Funk, welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Man, we love and appreciate you. What can we do for you today, sir?
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Yahweh.
Hallelujah, brother.
Yeah, I'm so sorry I couldn't get you on my radio. In fact, I've got four shortwave radios, and I couldn't. Even both stations, we're having bad weather conditions here. I suppose that's the reason. But it's so good to hear your voice, Pastor
Well, hallelujah.
John. And,
hallelujah.
I missed what you had to say.
We're talking about the Sabbath today and how it's by the moon and it's not a Saturday or Friday or Sunday. How would you encourage our listeners, and I know you've come to that understanding as well from the scriptures. Why don't we hold you over to the break? That's the music.
Yeah, well,
we got a prophet here, Prophet Funk. We've ministered together in congregations all over the country in the past, and this man is a real dear man. And we'll be back here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. You're listening to RPNLive.com, also on shortwave 11.915. We'll be back after this short break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
And we're back here on the RBNLive.com, Republic Broadcasting Network, listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcasting. Before the break, I had a really nice surprise phone call from Prof. Funk. No, I was expecting him. I'm glad you're here. Prof, we've been having trouble listening to us. We're talking about the Sabbath. Why don't you encourage the listeners here while we got you on for about a minute or so?
Thank you, Pastor Todd. I just wanted to share something with the audience, or perhaps one of the greatest things in my life. I am 77 years old. I received Messiah just as a lad, a Cub Scout. I was 9 years old. That's 68 years ago. And, yes, I have failed many times, but he's picked me up and put me on the path that he originally put me when I was just 9 years old. And I've come through a lot of experiences, seen a lot of things, and I wanted to say this just in the way of testimony. I love him. Perhaps the greatest thrill, the greatest event that has ever happened in my life was when I discovered my father's name. All my religious life, I was taught that God and Lord was the name and the proper address. But then I've discovered 12, almost 13 years ago, that his name is Yahweh. And I had checked this out in 3 universities. I was very skeptical at the time. I did a lot of studying, research, because I've been led astray by other religious groups, but I wanted to know there was something about that name of Yahweh that just rang a bell in my spirit. And as I did quite a bit of research, probably several years before I was really truly convinced, I came across some little event that really caused it to cement into my spirit, and I'd like to share this with your listening audience.
We got about another minute or so, probably.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
The one thing was that when the greatest, perhaps there's three witnesses. You know, when we have three witnesses, two or three witnesses, a thing is established, and the big thing that I seen was that in his name, when we say hallelujah, which is a Hebrew expression, and it means praise ye Yah, or praise Yahweh.
That's right.
And the second testimony would be, what is the tallest thing upon this planet Earth? And, of course, that's where we abide. And that would be over in the east, the mountainous range of the Himalayas.
That's
and
right.
The word Yah there is again to confirm the second testimony. The third witness would be in California, where I lived for some time. There in Northern California, they have a beautiful place there on the coast. The large, beautiful trees, very tall, several hundred feet tall, and they're we call them the redwoods, but the botany name. Is Sequoia.
That's
so
right.
There you have the tallest living thing on Earth. You have the tallest of the planet Earth in the way of the Earth itself, and then you have the greatest praise, which is Hallelujah. So I just wanted to give that. And do I have a few seconds?
Yeah, go right ahead because we got probably a break coming up. But man, we're really honored that you called in. Prophet Funk is a man that's been used mightily in the gift of prophecy and scriptures, and it's great to have you on here. And maybe we could have you on longer. But go ahead and finish up before we get to the break here.
All right, let me read something here out of Romans for those that are listening. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons of Yahweh. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And if children, then heirs of Yahweh and joint heirs with Messiah. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And I want to say prophetically, there's never a time that's coming that we're about to enter in this year of suffering. And be aware, be assured, you will go through it. If you are a son of Yahweh, there is many events. If I had time, I would go into that into prophetic utterance. But the time is short, and I appreciate your time that you've given me. But I just want to encourage the audience that you can make it at this time. And what it really takes to make it and be strong. I'm a veteran. A paratrooper of the Korean War. I've had a lot of experience and want to go into that. But what it takes is someone that's willing to let everything go. This world system, the word world is meaning cosmos. The Greek means this, the things of this life, materialistic right. things. If we're willing to put all those aside,
that's right.
We forget who we are as an individual. And allow his spirit to abide and walk in that spirit constantly, day and night, and utter up a sweet smelling sacrifice of praise to him. Whenever you feel like Satan is on your trail and you're being pressed beyond words or comprehension, utter up a praise. And I'm going to tell you, that is a secret weapon. Immediately get alone and utter up a praise, and you'll find a blessing. I want to thank you, Brother Todd, for the time I shared with you, and I would say shalom.
Shalom,
God bless you.
Yah will bless you, and our dear friend Prophet Funk, a real precious man of Yah, and indeed hears from the Father above, and he's an encouragement, been encouragement to me as well. Got another caller, Kelly. I guess Patrick, welcome back to the Repair the Breach broadcast. I'll do Donald at the end when I close it out with him.
I thank you for taking my call, and I had a question for you. When it says, whenever it talks about the new moon and the Sabbath, it seems to always mention them separately as if they're separate.
They are two separate days, yeah.
And is that, how do we explain that? I know in Colossians, when I first found out about the Sabbath, a lot of people use that verse to say that, you know, well, you see, you don't have to follow the Sabbath because Paul's saying it's abolished, which I know that from reading that verse, that doesn't mean that, but
right.
Learning out what you're saying.
Take the italicized words out of there, and he's actually talking to the body of Messiah, those who are observing the commandments, and
sure.
It'll change.
I heard you last week teaching that, and that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
The question I had is between the new moon and the Sabbath, it seems to say that they're separate when we say that we judge the new moon, we judge the Sabbath by the new moon. And but it's not separate, you're saying. The Sabbath and the new moon are the same thing.
Basically. Well, let's put it this way. The Sabbath is determined by, obviously, the seventh day of the week. You know, you've got to find the first day of the month first, obviously. They are two separate days, obviously. Ezekiel 46, we read it earlier, describes three different category of days, the new moon day being first, and then, of course, the six working days next, and then the seventh day of the week would be the third category of days. So they are separate days, no question about it, but they are interdependent upon one or the other. In other words, the Sabbath was determined by the new moon. That's why it says, let no one judge it in the new moon first, then the Sabbath, because he knew the order of events was the new moon, and then six working days, and then seventh day of the week, Sabbath.
Okay.
It's very simple. You got to keep in mind that all of the feasts in Leviticus 23 are determined by the lunar phase, and the first one mentioned is the Sabbath in Leviticus 23.
Okay. So if I understand this correctly, when we see the new moon, is that the beginning of the Sabbath, or it's 7 days from
the
new
moon? No, it's
not.
It's not a seventh day of the week. It's always the first day of the month. It's not any day of the week. The new moon day is a new moon day. It's not one of the six working days of the week. So if everyone's keeping a Friday, Saturday perpetually, Friday is what, the fifth day of the week on a pagan calendar, or the sixth day of the week on a pagan calendar? So how could it be? Think about it for a second. Six working days of the week, the east gate of the temple had to be shut. But when the day of the new moon rose, and if it rose on a pagan calendar Friday night to translate, then there's something wrong with that system of time. It's pretty obvious. It shows you that all the feasts were determined by the new moon and the lunar cycle.
Okay.
I hope that helps you, Patrick.
Yeah, can I ask one more question?
Go ahead. We got Donna Lyons, the special guest here.
Just one quick question is, how would you determine each month, I mean, for work purposes in this day and age, is there a way to determine? I know you said before it was the 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd of every month, but you're not referring to
the calendar on your wall, no.
Today's pagan calendar, as you call it.
No. Right? I'm saying when you see the full new moon, that's the first day of the month, regardless of what it says on the calendar on your wall.
So when we see the full new moon, the next day or that night is the beginning of the Sabbath. Is that correct?
No. Okay. When the new moon rises, and to give you an example, it rose February 12th again, on the pagan calendar to translate on a Sunday night. So that means the next Sunday night would be the first Sabbath.
The next Sabbath.
Sunday night to Monday evening would be the 8th or the 7th day of the week, and then so on and so forth. Sunday evening to Monday evening to translate on the pagan calendar for 4 weeks straight. And then you wait to the new moon, and it sets the count again. If it rises on a Monday night, then you know the Sabbath will be Monday night to Tuesday night for the next 4 weeks straight. It's very simple. It's not that hard.
You would have to figure it out the beginning of each new month.
That's right. Because you're using Yahweh's way of observation. But I hope that helps, Patrick. Please call again.
Sure.
I'm always looking forward to your calls.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we go to a potential sponsor of the broadcast here on the Repair of the Breach, Donald Imes, Premier Mortgage Auditing President, Founder, CEO, also a state-licensed mortgage broker. And Donald Imes, why don't you tell our listeners, welcome to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. Tell us what you do a little bit for those that haven't heard what you do.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I enjoy coming on. And what our company is we audit mortgage loans for predatory lending. And if you don't understand what predatory lending is, you can go on your internet and go to a Google search or any search, and, I mean, there's plenty of reading there. What predatory lending is, and it's established to be between $9 billion to $25 billion a year. It's where you're put into mortgage loans that you don't qualify for, or that you're put into loans where you don't understand the full and true cost of the loan, which is against federal law. TILA, Truth in Lending. You must know the true and accurate cost of your loan. Everything has to be explained, what all the fees are. You're not allowed to hide fees. RESPA, Real Estate Settlement and Procedures Act. There's disclosures that you're supposed to get for your loan so you understand what you're getting into. The federal law and state laws state that you must know the true and accurate cost of your mortgage loan so you can make an educated decision if you want that loan. Well, if they're hiding fees and points and everything else, you don't know the true cost of that loan, and it can cost you tens of thousands of dollars in your mortgage. That money you should have had in your pocket for you and your family is going to a predatory lender, someone that's cheating you to take more than they deserve and more than the law allows.
Absolutely. Don Limes, again, Premier Mortgage Auditing Specialist and founder and CEO of that company, also a potential sponsor of the broadcast. He's been a help to me. I don't just have him on just to have him on. He's helped me personally. He's gone and to work for me and done it personally. And I can say, folks, this man is a man of integrity and credibility and honesty, and he is very thorough in what he does. And when he gets you that violation letter, my dear friend, when he shows by the law, the Lending Act, as he mentioned, RESPA and so forth, each violation by the law, this is not some mortgage elimination scam. This is by the law, by the black letter law of what Congress passed. You have recourse and remedy. And Donald, why don't you close out real quick and give out your contact information?
My phone number is 419-349-6793. My email address is D as in Donald, IIAMS, it looks like 11 a.m. with an S on the back, at buckeye-express.com.
Now, what would you tell maybe someone who's listening, like, well, I mean, what would I do? What would you do first for me? I know you offer a free mortgage audit or a kitchen table audit to see if they can go any further, right?
Yes. Well, we have you call or email, and then we'll talk to you, and we'll have you get your good faith estimate and your HUD settlement statement and your truth in lending statement together so we can go through this at no charge with you, because we want to make sure that you have monetary damages that would merit moving forward. But we go through this and we establish what the damages are first, because we want to make sure that there are damages. I mean, you don't have to like your lenders. As long as they've done everything legal, they're in good standing. The problem is there's probably 8 out of 10 mortgages, especially when you go non-conforming,
right,
that have outright fraud.
Outright fraud, folks. You heard that first from Donald Himes, again, a professional mortgage auditor, also a state-licensed mortgage broker. So this man is a professional expert through and through. I highly recommend him, 419-349-6793. Again, his number is 419-349-6793. And you can hopefully, if you qualify, have, and he charges nothing for a free audit to verify anything. And then when you go forward, then he will help you go forward, and then he'll let you know more about that. And also, you could possibly get your house free and clear plus monetary damages as well. So there is recourse. There is remedy. Again, with Premier Mortgage Auditing with Donald Himes, 419-349-6793. And, Donald, thanks for coming on. Again, we appreciate you being willing to be a potential sponsor. When you go with Donald Himes, you're supporting this network, my dear friend. So I just want you to know, supporting this broadcast specifically, please take a look at your mortgage agreement and let Donald look at it, and he'll give you a free mortgage audit. Thanks, Donald, for coming on. Will you come back again?
Most certainly, and thank you for having me on.
Okay, Donald, take care. And we've got another call, Rebecca from Michigan, and we'd like to take her call as well before we close out the Repair of the Breach broadcast this week. Rebecca, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for receiving my call.
Well, we're glad you're on.
I'm kind of curious, and I want to make sure that I'm identifying the new moon as we need to be able to see it in the sky.
Okay.
Based on current definitions from what, you know, just dictionaries and things like that, it basically says it's basically the very first thin crescent that curves to the right.
False definition. The scriptural definition is found in Psalms 81:3, Numbers 10:9-10, as well as Proverbs 7:20. And blow the trumpet in the new month, which is at the full moon or at the time appointed.
Okay, but is that descriptive? Is it like a full golden moon or a full white?
It. No, it's a full golden moon. That's how you know it's the first day of a new month. Something new has begun. It went from white to all of a sudden back to a new full golden moon.
So it is the full golden moon.
That's right.
And then,
right,
then the next day would be the first day and you count seven.
Right.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
And we're back here on RBNLive.com, the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast. You know, I'm the host of Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel. And we had Rebecca on the line. I hope that helped. I don't know if she's left us or not, Kelly, but I hope that helped somewhat clear up some understanding. Yeah, a lot of dictionaries and a lot of encyclopedias will try to tell you, and even the calendar on your wall, the pagan calendar on your wall, will tell you a false definition of a new moon. The scriptural definition of a new moon is when it's at its fullest, brightest, and most colorfulest. Let me give you an example. when the last day of a lunation or the moon or the month, scriptural month from the moon, you'll see a wax white. The last Sabbath of the moon will be on the 29th, and it'll be a, you can see the moon during the daytime around probably 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, right before the evening begins. And then you'll know it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you'll see it during the, in broad daylight. And 1 Samuel 20 talked about Jonathan and David, and they were talking during daylight, and David's telling Jonathan, hey, behold, tomorrow's the day of the new moon, because they saw it during dusk or daylight. They could predict it because it was by observation that it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and when you saw it change color to that golden yellow, that's how you know it's new. It goes back to a new month or a new moon. It was a beacon. That's what the new moon was for. The sun, moon, and stars were beacons in the night, in the light, for us to know when a light comes on. When it doesn't start, the new moon does not start in the dark, okay? I mean, when you turn the light on, that's when light begins, huh? So when new month starts, when a new moon starts, the light, not a sliver, not a darkness, but a new full moon, a new full golden moon, full new moon begin. Why is it full? Because it's full of days. It's a full month, right? It's a full new month. You see, it's not a half new month. It's not a sliver of a new month. It's not empty and has no days in the month. Okay, a full month or a new month is when it's full of new days again. To get to the seventh day of the week, again, keep in mind, if it rises on a Monday night, the new full moon, then you know the next 4 weeks in a row, the Sabbath is on Monday night to Tuesday night, and so forth, and so forth. I hope that helps Rebecca or anybody else. If they've got any questions or comments, you can email me at breachmender@yahoo.com. That's two words together as one, breachmender@yahoo.com. Joe in Texas, why don't you close out the podcast with us here on the Repair the Breach podcast. Welcome.
Well, great program. I guess, what do you think about the Book of Jasher as far as authenticity?
Well, it mentions it in Samuel and but I believe in Joshua as well, specifically in Samuel. I believe it is authentic, just like also the Book of Enoch. I know there's been tampering with Jasher as well as Enoch, but it's been tampered with in the New Testament as well, but yet we know the spirit of the text is true. The apostles were right. Other than that, though, I read it. I would suggest it also in 88:14 of Jasher, that chapter 88:14, talks about they marched around Jericho beginning on the day of the moon, new moon. And so they marched 7 days. So there's no way Yahweh would allow them to break the Sabbath unless they didn't break the Sabbath, which means they started on day number one. They marched all the way to the seventh day of the moon before the eighth day of the moon, which is the seventh day of the week. They didn't break the Sabbath. Very good text, that book, Jasher, 88:14. Any other questions, Joe?
What do you think about as far as Christians resisting the New World Order? I guess it's a lot for a little bit of time we got left.
What, say that again, Kelly?
Do you think Christians should openly resist the New World Order as far as, like, getting out of the system, your Social Security number and all that stuff?
I think we're not out of time.
Okay, well, maybe I can ask you that next week.
Well, I just feel like this. We need to reverence Yah and His commandments, and, you know, bottom line, if we put our trust in Him, all these things are going to come on the earth regardless, and if we put our trust in Him and obedience to Him, He's going to preserve the remnant. And all this other stuff, I believe, sure, you know, you don't want to contract your life away at the same time. It's better to live, you know, lay low in love and live peaceably with all men.
Yeah, I'm at the point of, like, I want to rescind all my contracts that I got into with fraud, like marriage licenses and driver's
license. The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.